A typical mistake we might make in our relationship with God and hearing His voice is that we may think that He speaks English or any of our sophisticated earthly languages. That cannot be true. Now, when we hear what God is saying in English or in any language we are used to, I believe what is actually happening is that God is sending us signals, and we, somewhere between our spirit and our minds, are translating those signals to words that we can understand. Now, this makes sense to me because, obviously, the languages of men are not the languages of God. And obviously, we know that when God speaks to the earth, it's very likely that a broad range of people can pick up the signal. It's almost like a broadcast, and you're with your antenna and a radio picking up the signal of God and hearing that voice, as you may put it. You put it that you're hearing a voice, you're hearing English. You even try to articulate exactly what you heard. But you see, it can't be that exact in terms of words, because the translation of what the signal said is happening within your own spirit. I believe this is why it makes sense to say in the structure of the New Testament church, let two or three prophets prophesy and let others judge what is said. What it means is that let others evaluate whether what has been spoken is actually from God or not, is actually making sense or not, is actually in line with the scriptures or not. Now, you also will pick up from the encounter that Jeremiah had with God in Jeremiah chapter 1 that God showed him certain things, and then God asked him, what do you see? I mean, God is not, he wasn't doubting what he had said or what he had shown him. I think he was examining his capacity, that's Jeremiah's capacity, to interpret what has been shown to him. So he asked him, what do you see? And Jeremiah said, I see an almond tree. And he said, you have seen correctly. And I can translate that to other realms and say, you have heard correctly, you have seen correctly, you have perceived correctly. In other words, you have interpreted the signals that came from another world, and you have translated them correctly into your own language. This aligns with those messages, those writings of Paul that said, look, let two or three prophesy and let others judge, evaluate, examine, validate what is said. And if you remember the journey that Paul was taking to Jerusalem, and in effect, there had been prophecies that he would face difficulty in Jerusalem. There had been Agabus who said, whoever owns this belt, this is how he'll be bound. And there had been those nudgings in the heart of believers that told them, don't go to Jerusalem. Now, obviously, there was a signal from heaven that said, this is what is going to happen to Paul. But you see, the interpretation may vary. One person may interpret it as saying that Paul should not go to Jerusalem, but Paul knew that he had to go to Jerusalem, even though those difficulties were going to be obvious. So the point again is the signals from heaven are messages that are not in our earthly languages, and we must pick them up. They are translated within our spirits. Our maturity as Christians is our capacity to improve our experience, to improve our ability to translate what is being sent from heaven into the earth, what is being sent into our spirit. And that's why, obviously, people miss it once in a while. That's why we should not be too hasty in sharing what God has said, because sometimes when they are shared, we have to correctly interpret. Sometimes we have to validate with others. And I believe that sometimes it is not even us. We are not even the ones mandated to share what has been revealed. And I think Kenneth E. Higgins spoke about this, where he said that there are times when he will go into a city and he has picked up an instruction, a word from God, but he restrains himself from saying it, because it might dilute or pollute a certain scenario, you see. So in essence, the thing is revealed, but you are not the one authorized to share it. So there are many dimensions to this, but the fundamental thing is when the broadcast comes from heaven, we pick them up as signals. There is that process of interpretation, of translation to our own languages to know what God is doing. And we are able to be better at it when we grow in our sensitivity, when we are humble enough to validate and converse with others and compare what God is saying to us or what God is saying to us. I hope this makes sense. Thank you. And do subscribe, follow us, and share the content.